Welcome back to the Printulu podcast. Printulu is passionate about helping small businesses grow their business in an omnichannel world. That is why we have started this podcast to help businesses navigate this difficult time. I'm your host, Trudy Katsia, and today I have with me Dr. Mohammed Shehu. He is the co-founder at Moshe Media, as well as founding editor at Grammar and Flow. Dr. Mohammed, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Trudy.
Yeah, it's great to speak to someone who has such awesome experience in the marketing industry. I think a lot of business owners are really struggling with that right now with the COVID-19 situation. It's been a bit of a confusing situation, I think, for a lot of small business owners. So I'm glad to have you on the show and get your insights.
Happy to contribute work out.
All right, awesome. I think if you want to give us a brief background, maybe to start off on Moshe Media, you can maybe give us a background on Grammar and Flow if you want as well, just so our listeners know a bit more about your businesses.
So essentially what we do is we help small businesses and enterprise organizations build brilliant brands on social media. Born out of the insight that a lot of businesses struggle really to establish themselves on social, either because they don't understand the platforms or they don't understand content creation or the most important aspect of social media marketing, which is community building. So that's where we come in. We sit down with clients and we say, okay, what are you trying to achieve on social media? What are your organizational goals? What campaigns are you running? What products do you want to advertise? And how can you build a long-term brand through content marketing on social media? So that's Moshe Media in a nutshell. With Grammar and Flow, that's more writing, copywriting, and language editing communications. Again, because we noticed that a lot of companies right now, and also just throughout the past, have really struggled with putting themselves on paper in a way that is compelling, in a way that is, you know, attractive to customers. So a classic example would be a company's About Us page. A lot of them are usually very dry and, dare I say, boring. But with the right amount of copywriting, with the right insights, with a bit of user research, you can really jazz up a company's marketing communication so that they sound as well as the business owners would like them to come across. So it's Grammar and Flow in a nutshell. We also offer copywriting courses and training across our social media websites, and there's more being planned in the future.
Fantastic. That's incredible. So they're both quite interlinked in a way as well, because, I mean, you can't really have the one without the other. Tell me, especially now, because things have changed, there's been a lot of societal changes. I think people's needs have also changed and how they perceive their needs potentially. You know, their buying behavior has changed. So how would you approach, how have you been, you know, structuring your marketing strategy for your businesses? And also, how are you advising other businesses to kind of structure that now, considering the change that we've seen in the market?
Yeah, so this, like you mentioned, it's a complex issue we're in right now. And it's not going to be a simple solution that businesses can simply take and their marketing is going to start, you know, bringing in results. There's many, many different things you can do. The first and most important being to empathize with where your customers are right now, because a lot of them, you know, their lives have changed. Many of them have lost their jobs, they've lost their sources of income. And so their disposable income to afford your services might have dropped. The question then becomes, how are you helping them to afford you or to afford your services? How are you helping them to still get the same level of service delivery that they've become used to from you? And how can you help them selflessly? So there's this ethos that has been going around the marketing world lately, especially during the time of COVID-19, which is you need to give, 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 right? So just help selflessly, give as much as you can, whether it's in the form of training, whether it's in the form of really just providing levity for, you know, everyday situations. How are you giving value to your customers? How are you giving them an opportunity to, you know, to stay in your orbit so that they can continue benefiting up until the time when the situation lifts and everybody is in a little bit of a better space and they can now remember you as that person who was there with them during this difficult time? So those are two things. And then I would also say cultivate your community on social media. Again, right now with social distancing in place, it's very difficult really for people to meet up, right? For you to have any physical events, for them to come to your store maybe. So how are you cultivating the same feeling of community using social media platforms, which everybody is on, and which research has shown that usage has actually climbed. So more people on Facebook, more people on LinkedIn, more people are on their phones in general, more people are consuming media, they're consuming more entertainment. So how are you inserting yourself in those spaces, and how are you cultivating a community around your brand?
That's interesting. But I mean, in the same, so you mentioned now that everyone is on social media and businesses have really been taking to that as well. I think in South Africa, there's been they've been slow to adapt to the online space. A lot of South African businesses potentially have a website that functions more like a business card than anything else, or a Facebook page that's kind of static. I think only now a lot of business owners are really seeing the value in also adding to the online space. But with that comes a lot of online competition. So how would you position your brand so that you stand out?
Relevance. So again, it's the empathy and the relevance and the value that you're giving, but most importantly, relevance. If your content is not relevant to what they're going through right now, your customers, if it's not relevant to their needs, if it's not relevant to their pain points, and it's not trying to solve them in a way that is going to be, you know, long lasting, you're going to be drowned in the din. So I actually write a newsletter on social media and business strategy, which drops every Wednesday. You can find it on my Substack. If you just go to my website, sharepph.com, and click on blog, it'll be there. And there's a few articles that are actually scheduled to come out over the next couple of weeks, just surrounding this, that we cannot do social media the same way anymore. Your content is right now competing for attention, which is a very scarce resource in the market right now. It is competing for that attention. And if you're not providing something that is practical, something that is relevant to what they're going through right now, it is going to be rightfully ignored, because there's only so much content that people can consume in a day. So if your content as a brand isn't really adding any value to their lives, there's really no need why anybody should spend their very valuable attention on it. Mm-hmm. And this is where content marketing strategy comes in, because like you mentioned, a lot of businesses and business owners haven't really taken the time to understand how to create relevant content, engaging content, content over time, because you also see situations where they'll create like a 1 month burst of content and then their social media pages die. And they don't understand that the algorithms, you know, they reward consistency and they punish abstinence. So if you come on social media for a little bit and then you go dark for months at a time and then you show up again, you know, you're going to have lost that momentum that you had started building. So content marketing needs to be on point, it needs to be ongoing, it needs to be relevant, and that's how you're going to keep your brand top of mind.
But, you know, I completely agree with what you're saying, but I do, from a marketing perspective myself, as someone who creates content, there is kind of this balance that you need to find, and especially I think teams are a lot smaller right now. A lot of people have had to retrain part of their teams. Some business owners are probably taking a lot of this on themselves. There is a bit of a pressure to continuously create content, but at the same time, you know, there's only so much you can say potentially on an industry. So where do you find that balance between staying relevant and being consistent in your content, but also always adding value? If you're writing a blog post every day, you know, at some point the content is going to get watered down. What's your advice there?
Okay, that's actually an excellent question. So one of the articles that I wrote recently is called Think 12, right? And Think 12 is a content formulation strategy that I use myself. Now, it's important here to make a distinction between consistency and frequency, right? Mm-hmm. If you're doing something consistently, it could be, let's say, once a week, right? Or once every 2 weeks over the course of a year. The fact is that over a year, you're being consistent at a manageable frequency. So you don't have to blog every day. Even I wouldn't recommend that a brand with limited resources to put out content every single day. So 3 times a week, that's fine. 3 to 5 times a week, if you can manage it. But even just 2 to 3 times a week works, right? The idea is, have something you want to say. Don't force it. Have something you want to say that's valuable. It doesn't need to be long. It doesn't need to be complex. It just needs to be something practical that is relevant to the situation. If you can put out one blog post a week, right? over the course of a year, you would have put out 52 weeks. And content creation is something really that you can automate. If you say this month we're going to focus on this theme, you can come up with 4 short articles on that particular topic and then just schedule them in advance. So you don't have to sit down, you know, multiple times a month to create content. The goal is to be consistent with it, but not necessarily to do it too frequently. Even my own newsletter only drops once a week, and that's that.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so that's blogs, right? If we're talking about content marketing, there is obviously a lot more to it. I think a lot of people immediately think about blog posts, but there's a lot more. For example, Printerview has been doing live videos to address certain frequently asked questions that we see a lot on our Facebook pages. And, you know, that's adding value. People are really finding them useful. What other types of media or content would you recommend for business owners who have limited resources and limited budgets as well?
So again, it depends on what type of business you're doing. At Printulu, you guys probably have a fleshed out video setup that allows you to take the videos on a regular enough basis. Other companies, let's say if you're in the B2B space, you could put out ebooks or simple infographics. You could do a webinar once a month if you're able to do that. You could put out a video once every 2 weeks. You could put out a blog post again once every week. You can do social media, short social media posts maybe 2-3 times a week. So it really just depends on what is the best format that your audience is more amenable to, and how much of that can you create based on the amount of time and money and or effort that you've got available, or manpower if you need a large staff cohort to help you create that content.
And how do you expect marketing to change going forward? Because obviously everyone's really adapting now. Do you think this is going to be a trend that we're seeing going forward? Do you think people are going to kind of go back to the way things were once all of this is done? Or do you think we're going to be seeing a lot more partnerships, a lot more empathetic marketing strategies going forward?
I think it's going to stick. I think it's going to stick for the simple reason that if COVID-19 has forced a lot of businesses to level up their content marketing and social media game, into just the marketing game in general, it's going to be very difficult to slide back down that scale when things pick up again. Because now customers are used to you putting out empathetic content. They're used to you putting out valuable, practical, actionable content. So if you then, you know, do an about turn and you go back to posting watered down, super frequent, pointless posts, they're going to abandon your brand for someone else who has maintained that same level of value that they're now used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Tell me, at Moshe Media and as well at Grammar and Flow, have you seen any specific trends in regards to your business growing now, or brands approaching you a lot more? Or have you also seen a bit of a struggle? Because I do think a lot of people, the first thing they cut is their marketing spend, right? So just give me a bit of a background on what's been happening over there on your side.
Okay, so there's a quote, I'm not sure who it's attributed to now, but basically what it says is that stopping advertising to save money is like stopping a clock to save time. And a lot of businesses have realized that in a time when everybody is cutting their marketing budget, the brand that remains visible is the brand that wins. And those are the brands that we prefer to work with, right? So those brands recognize the importance of maintaining a presence on social media because, again, like I said, due to social distancing measures that are being taken, we can't have physical events. So you can't do events, you can't do live sales. So everything has to be done online. And because of that, they are looking for a partner who is proficient in this particular space who can say, okay, let's take your brand and take the resources that you have and take the goals that you're trying to achieve and see how we can concoct a cocktail of success on social media around that brand. And those are the brands that I feel are going to win at the end of all this because they have kept in touch with their audience even through these difficult times.
And tell me, so you guys, obviously there is a huge focus now on online media, specifically your business as well focuses on that. on content creation for the digital space. Do you, but Printulu is obviously, we believe in an omni-channel approach. We fully believe, if you know, the marketing rule of seven, as you know, the more times people see your brand, the more aware they become, and the more likely they are to purchase from you. We believe in an omni-channel approach of offline and online, and an integrated approach using both of those, which is where the print comes in. Do you think, we've obviously seen a huge, you know, the print industry has really been struggling. Do you think there's a space for offline media going forward?
Yeah, so this again goes back to that concept of when everybody zigs, you zag. So everybody has cut their marketing budget, and the first things usually need to go is the print budget or the radio budget or the television broadcasting budget. And agency side, what we've noticed is that a lot of media owners, so those who sell the billboards, those who sell advertising space and print and magazines and stuff like that, their prices have dropped, right? Because obviously they're trying to keep business. They're trying to attract more customers. They're trying to stop the leak. And so what that presents is an opportunity for a savvy business to take advantage of the lowered cost of advertising across multiple channels. So media buying is cheaper, essentially. You can buy more ads at less price. You can buy more billboards if your business is in that space. You can buy more print posters. So Printulu, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have probably created some very attractive packages during this time to, you know, keep and attract customers. So businesses that are smart would take advantage of that and, you know, advertise on those channels. They would also advertise online, advertise on social media, because the cost of advertising in general has dropped. So if you have the budget and you can still maintain it, as a business owner, it would be extremely advisable to take advantage of all these deals and discounts that are floating around right now.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of businesses have also kind of expanded their portfolio. For example, we've added a lot of COVID-19 related products, you know, floor, non-slip floor decals, PPE, stuff like that. And there are a lot of packages. I completely agree. And I've seen quite a few businesses do this. So definitely take advantage of that. I absolutely agree. But it's nice to hear someone that's pro-print as well. That's wonderful. But Dr. Moya, thank you so much. I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining me on our show and sharing your insights and your wisdom with our audience.
No, that's not a problem. Thank you so much for having me, truly. I usually post a lot of these insights across my social media channels as well as in my newsletters. So if they can catch me online on social media, at Shehu PhD, all over the internet, I'm more than happy to connect and trade insights on how we can market better going forward.
Okay, perfect. And I will leave all the details to your business that you mentioned in the description below the podcast on our podcast page. So guys, please go check that out. And yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Trudy. Have yourself a wonderful day.